Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 22 today, verses 3 through 5. Proverbs 22, verses 3 through 5. The scripture goes on and says to us, it says, "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them." Now, what I want to do today is I want to talk to you about this passage, especially verse 3 and then tied to verse 5. It says, "The prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." And then verse 5 says, "Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them." The context of this passage will help us to understand what we really need to see and hear today. Some people have interpreted this verse incorrectly for years. And the context will show its true meaning. I had a man that for many years when I was a pastor who would come to me and say, "Well, the Bible says that the prudent sees danger and he hides himself and he avoids danger. And so we should never do anything that will be dangerous." Well, that's not what this passage is talking about. I'm going to just tell you ahead of time, the danger that this passage is saying to avoid is sin. Because I'm going to show you from Scripture that the Bible actually tells that Jesus knew that there was danger coming when he was heading to Jerusalem and heading to the cross, but he didn't avoid it. In Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 34, says they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid, and taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they'll condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles, and they'll mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise." We see also in Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 24, that Paul knew that he was going to face hardship in Jerusalem as he was heading there and under the Spirit's leadership. Listen to verses 22 through 24 of Acts 20. Paul says, "And now, behold, I'm going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I don't account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Now in chapter 21, the story goes on in verses 10 through 14. It says, "While we were staying for many days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea, and coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet in his hands and said, 'Thus says the Holy Spirit, this is how the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns the belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.' Now when we heard this, we and the people there urged Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, 'What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I'm ready not to be imprisoned, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.' And since he wouldn't be persuaded, we ceased and said, 'Let the will of the Lord be done.'" So here we see two examples of how Jesus knew that danger was coming, and he went straight for it. He went straight to the cross. Paul knew that the Spirit had told him that when he's going to experience hardship is in Jerusalem, in every city that he faced, imprisonment, and so on. Even the prophet Agabus said that was going to happen. But Paul didn't avoid that danger. No, this verse, it says, "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." And then it says, "The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. And thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them." The danger we're to avoid, folks, is sin. Sin has consequences. We are to avoid the dangers and the consequences of sin. There are going to be times that the Spirit of God will have us go into harmful situations and dangerous situations to our life, but we see that happening across the globe as missionaries are in different parts of the world sharing the good news of Jesus at the risk of their life and peril. But the Bible does not teach us here that we're to never be in a situation where we'd be in danger. No, that's misinterpreting this passage. The danger is affecting our souls. The danger is sin. The prudent man sees the dangerousness of sin. James chapter 1 goes on and says, "When sin is conceived, it gives birth to death." Folks, let me just tell you, avoid sin. It's dangerous. If you're going to be prudent, you're going to stay away from it because there are consequences that you don't want to have to deal with. Secondly, the simple, they're the ones that just go stupidly straight on into it. So hopefully the danger you'll avoid is sin. Hope this helps some people out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.